Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you, and you today. Praying that all is well. All is well in the weather. All is well in the quarantines and lockdowns and everything that is occurring around you. We trust that you are doing well. If not, we are praying for you at this time, and we trust you are praying for us too. Now, if you want more prayer for specific things, give us a call at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925, and somebody will talk to you concerning it. Maybe you just want to tell us how good you feel or how the broadcast has blessed you, whichever one is occurring at this time. But we just want to thank God for you right now for taking time out of your schedule just to listen to us. Yes, so we really want to know whether we are helping you in any way. You find it wonderful to listen to, encouraging, or whatever way it do for you. But we want to thank you anyway, whether you call or not. We thank you for being there, just listening. All right, and we are praying all the special blessings that God have with your name on it, that it will be yours for this Christmas. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Heavenly Father, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord. Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with the listeners, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer for their loved ones or for themselves, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we know that you have answered so many prayers, Lord, Father, in this prayer list, Lord. Father, we have gotten some praise reports, Lord. Father, we also prayed for those, Lord, Father, that needed comfort, Lord, Father, and you answered them in that right now time, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, also for the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord, taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord. We say thank you. Thank you for hearing prayers. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. Father, a day, Lord, that wasn't promised to us, Lord, but we are here amongst the land of the living, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. Now, Father, I hold before you Sid. Father, as we hold her before you, Lord, Father, we ask you to touch her back and touch her knees right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we speak strength right now, Lord, Father, to her knees right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing, Lord, Father, to every muscle, every ligament, every every part of her knee right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch her in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Touch her back right now in the name of Jesus. As we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kendrick right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to have your way, Lord Father. Intervene right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for touching him right now. Moving, Lord Father, on what he needs to be taken care of right now, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father. Touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. As we cover him under the blood, Lord Father, touch his mother, Lord. Father, strengthen her. Touch her. Touch his dad, Lord Father. Strengthen him, Lord Father. Father, as they stand together with their son, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just moving on his behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, Mr. Howard Jones, Lord Father, and Barbara. Father, as we hold them before you, as they going through whatever stage of cancer that they're going through, Lord Father, Father, we know that you're bigger than cancer. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you can do all things, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done. Father, touch all those, Lord Father, that have cancer, Lord Father, that's going through chemo, Lord Father, knowing how much it takes out of them, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for them, Lord Father, just calling upon you, Lord Father. Father, asking you like never before, Lord Father, for your will to be done in their lives, Lord Father. Asking you, Lord Father, and bringing your words back to remembrance that by your stripes that we are healed, Lord Father. But Father, we ask you to touch them, Lord Father, those that are going through dialysis right now, Lord Father. Father, touch right now Pastor Williams right now, Lord Father. Give her the strength, Lord Father, that she needs, Lord Father, to go through dialysis, Lord Father. Strengthen them, Lord Father. Touch Denise right now, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you for a kidney for them, Lord Father. Father, all in all, we say let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you hear prayers, Lord Father, and we know, Lord Father, that you answer prayers, Lord Father. So, Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise this day, Lord. Father, touch those, Lord Father God, that are dealing with COVID-19 right now, Lord Father. Father, we speak to their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, and we say make it every bit whole right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, those that went through COVID, Lord Father, recover from COVID, Lord Father. May there be no relapse, Lord Father, from it right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for them, Lord Father God, building up their immune system right now, Lord Father. Touch our bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, open our ears, Lord Father, for us to hear, Lord Father, when you're speaking to us, Lord Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Touch our listeners right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, you know what each and every one of them is in need of right now. But Father, we're going to touch and agree right now, Lord Father, for every needs being met right now, every bill being paid in full, every debt being canceled. We're thanking you right now as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, for a shield of protection round about them, Father God, on their jobs, Lord Father, protecting them, Lord Father. Father God, from those, you know, distraught co-workers, Lord Father God. Father, let them, Lord Father, operate in the spirit of awareness and discernment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for them, Lord, Father, for traveling mercies going and coming, Lord, Father. Father, we cover them under the blood right now, Lord, Father. We're praying for our children and grandchildren, Lord, Father, that are in school right now, Lord, Father, asking you to keep them protected right now, Lord, Father, from COVID, child molesters, Lord, Father, traffickers right now, Lord, Father, bullying right now, Lord, Father. We come against all that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, and we ask you, Lord, Father, to see the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you're a just God, Lord, Father. Father, you're a merciful and loving and forgiving God, Lord, Father. So, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, so supplying all our needs, Lord, Father. Father, for continually keeping us clothed in our right mind, Lord, Father. Father, as we pray right now, Lord, Father God, against that spirit of suicide right now, Lord, Father, canceling it right now and all the tentacles that go along with it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, during this pandemic, Lord, Father, so much, Lord, Father, is going on. So much people, Lord, Father, are killing themselves, Lord, Father, because the loss of the job due to the shutdowns and everything, Lord, Father, the sickness, Lord, Father. Father, give us the mind, Lord, Father, that we can stand on your word, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you and just glorifying you, and we're going to continue to do so, Lord, Father. Father, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you for touching hearts and minds right now, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now for healing and deliverance being in this broadcast, Lord, Father. Father, decrease our speaker of the hour, Lord, Father. Father, an increase in her right now, Lord, Father. And Father, I ask you also, Lord, Father, to decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord, Father, as you increase in them, Lord, Father. Use them right now, Lord, Father, as they bring forth that rhema word, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to bring it, Lord, Father. Father, touch Pastor Sharon right now as that word come forth, Lord, Father. Father, have your way. We say show up and show out like never before, Lord, Father. And we ask that the people get the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word today, Lord. Father, whether it's words of encouragement, instructions, preparation, Lord, Father, Father, give them the ears to hear right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We thank that, thank the Lord for prayers that Sister Diane just finished making, and we trust that you, your name was called, you were in that line of prayer today so that you can receive from the Lord. And we thank God for you that are there at this hour. Right here and now, we want to give you just a little word here. We are never as bad as some think. We are never as good as others think. We are always becoming what we think. We are never as bad as some think. We are never as good as others think. Always becoming what we think. Govern yourselves accordingly. We thank the Lord for Sister Diane. We thank the Lord for Bishop Porter. We thank the Lord for you on the other end. Now we want you to go call a friend, call an enemy, call whoever, call somebody that need this word today. Call them
tell them to come on and hear the sounds that you need to hear today.
Yes.
Hear the sound that you need to hear today. Do you hear me? So that it can do what? Penetrate your soul. All right? All right. Now we thank God for you, you and you, and we are going to introduce to each and every one of you. You all have heard of me before. This wonderful woman of God, we're going to let her have a way higher for God. Use her today. Bless God. And we want your full attention, you know, so that God can bless you. This is the season. Everybody wants some kind of gift, don't they? You want a gift too, don't you? So listen to God. Listen to God today. Your gift may be in the Word. So be attentive today, okay? Make sure you're hearing this day, all right? Now, come on now. I want you to do that, all right? And we want you to tell us what you learned from it, too. Would you do that, too? I know I'm trying to put a burden on you today, right? Well, anyway, praise the Lord. This wonderful woman of God, you know, we know her. We know of her. Praise God. We know a lot about her, but we don't know all about her. All right? That's like anybody. Praise God. We know of them, but we don't know all about them. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. We do know. And we can pass it on to you. She is a wonderful person in the Lord. And
Amen.
She know the word.
Amen.
Amen. And she's one that if you want to know the truth, ask her. Now, if you don't want to know, don't ask. All right?
Amen.
That's the way it is. Praise God. And I thank God for her.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
A person that you can kind of, outside of God, you can put some trust in because of the God in her. Okay, amen. So I say when the God gone out, then you can't trust a person, right? Amen, praise God. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, other than our own Pastor Sharon Bond.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter this morning. And we truly thank God for this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And we thanking God for all things today, thanking God for his purpose being manifested in our life, thanking God for trials and tests, thanking God for just life today, and thanking God for this opportunity that he has given me. And I don't take anything lightly. Why? Because there's so many things going on, but we know to this day that we need the Lord Jesus Christ on our lives, in to be there for us, to direct us, to lead us, to guide us, to hold us, whatever it is you need today. And I just thank God for the man and the woman of God, because a lot of people at this time cannot find their leaders. They're looking for hide and go seek. Where is my leader? But we know where ours is today. Amen and amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You could just, dial up the phone number, y'all, and they'll answer that phone, okay? You don't have to make them miss the month of appointment. Any emergency, you can call them, and they'll answer. So we give honor today because we have to know that we have to give honor where honor is due, knowing that, like Sister Diane was saying today, we don't take things for granted. And a lot of times we take things for granted, but this morning we want to let everyone know you don't take things for granted, and you definitely don't take people for granted, because you don't know. Like the woman of God was saying, everyone looking for a present, right? But you know what? You don't realize you have a present around you all this time until you don't have access anymore. So also today we give honor where honor is due, and to each and every one of you, truly I thank God for you and you today. Thank God for just keeping you alive and protecting you. I mean, today is like, you know, in all things give thanks unto the Lord. In all things we have to give God thanks and praise. In all things give thanks unto God, because God has been so good to you and he has been so good to me. And we are coming down closer to the holiday season, and a lot of people are in a disarray. A lot of people's minds are in a place of depression and oppression. A lot of people, they're up and they're down, they're stretched out, they're overwhelmed, they just don't know what to do. But I'm reminded today, when you don't know what to do, you got to go back to where God has brought you from. You got to go back to the source that you know. You got to go back to him, knowing that he has brought you before, kept you before. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And truly, I give God thanks and praise for everything. And I know we have been talking about the woman within the woman, but then this morning he was like, within, the within, deal with the within, meaning the inward part of you, the inside of you. What is internally, what's going on the inside of you? What's really going on? Because a lot of people don't know what to do. A lot of people are in a place, my job, what am I going to do? But you know what? I've found out when you look in the Word of God, God have always prepared his people. And you say, well, God only do the ones that love him? Let me tell you something. God has always been speaking, but you have to have an ear to hear. God has always been directing you, but you got to know he was the direct one that came in a form of a man or a woman to direct you into the direction that you need to go. And a lot of times when we stuck in our own way, we don't want to be flexible, bendable. We don't want to redirect ourselves. We don't want to stop and take notes and take attention to what's around us, then we miss what God is doing and what God is saying. And we find out today that God is really speaking. He is speaking to his people. But because we are so stuck in our thoughts, in our ways, in how we do things, this is how we do it, y'all. You know that little beatbox song? This is how we do it. So because we're so stuck in, this is how we do it, but not knowing, God said, I want you to do it like this now. I want you to pay attention. Pay attention. It's time now to pay attention to my direction. And when we look at Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything, there is a season, and there is a time, and there is a purpose under the heaven. And then it breaks down where the different times of season in your life when you look at the second verse. And when you keep on reading Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, he's letting you know there's time for you to put things away. There's time for you to get rid of the things that easily bind you. There's time to be focused into what God is saying and what God is doing. There's a time when you got to walk. There's time when you got to pray. There's time when you got to go within you and find out, God, where am I now? Especially the men and the women of God, that in this time they have poured out and poured out and poured out to the people.
Now they got to go find themselves in a place where they got to find themselves in a place, in a secret place, to, for God to what, rejuvenate them, to revive them, to download the new word, to download the word for the now. And God is moving. And you cannot allow what your forefathers did, how they did it, that you don't listen to what God is saying at this time. And when I look in the book of Genesis, we talk about the book of Genesis, the 21st chapter. It talks about Abraham and Abimelech. It was talking about when Abraham and Sarah was in a place where God told them to go. He told them not to go to Egypt, not to go here, but this is where I want you to go. And see, there's a time and a season for everything, right? So God told them where he wanted them to go. God said, I want you to go here for this time. And I'm reminded that when Abraham left his home, the home of his father, he leave what God told him, what he was comfortable with, what he was brought up with, what he know with his eyes closed. You and he ain't got to do nothing different because you're a person of habit. This is something that I recognize. And God told him to leave. And God put him into another place where he can bless him. And don't you know at times when God say, I'm shifting you from point A to point B, you don't know the in-between, the ups and the downs, whether or not how God just tell you, I'm going to bless you, right? So you figure that when God say, I'm going to bless you, you just figure when God say the word bless, you ain't going to have no more trouble. All you hear is blessed. But he didn't tell you to obtain the blessing, you got to go through these steps. He doesn't tell you that you're going to be tempted, you're going to be tried. He did not tell you he's going to put you on the furnace wheel to see, to weed out what's in you. All you hear is blessed. And that's okay, that's the word, only word you hear, because that is your prize, right? The prize or the trophy is God say he's going to bless me. God say I'm blessed. So I'm going to hold on to that trophy. I'm going to hold on to that promise. I'm going to keep that promise before me. So it is good thing that you're focused and you're looking at that. So when you start going through the valley of the shadow of death, when you're going side of the mountain, when you're going through the pit and the miry clay, when you're going through your ups and your downs, you can remind yourself of what God said. Remind yourself of the promise. Bring back to your remembrance what God has promised you. And I'm reminded that God did this for Abraham. God said, I promised Abraham I'm going to bless him, not just him, but I'm going to bless his seed. So what seed? The seed that's within him. And in previous broadcasts, we talked about this before, that in a woman, there's a lot of seeds, right? The seed is what? The egg within. The eggs within them, right? The eggs that's within them, right? And the eggs that's within them is what? Potential seed. Potential seed. Just like in the fruit, when you look on the outside, they seeds on the inside. That's going to come in its time and in its season to bear whatever the like kind, according to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. When God said in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb, healing seed, and the fruit tree, healing fruit, after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And when you read verse 12, it says, and the earth brought forth grass, and the earth brought forth seed, and the earth bring forth her healing seed, and the earth bring forth seed after its kind, and the tree bringing forth healing fruit, whose seed was within itself. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. And God said, let the earth bring forth. And God says, let the earth bring forth. And when God said, let the earth bring forth, and then the earth bring forth what God says, let the earth bring forth. So when we look at that, we look at this right now, that God said, let the earth, and the earth did bring forth it. So God is speaking to you, his seed. You are the seed of Abraham, for bought with a price. And God promised Abraham that you'll be what? Blessed. And he promised you that he's going to multiply his seed, right? And he said, Abraham, I want you to look up into the sky. And every time you look up into the sky, can't you count how many stars in the sky? And he could not count the stars in the sky. But God said, every time you look up, I want you to remember. Because and God said, let the earth. And God spoke that word and said, let the earth. And the earth brought forth. So when God said, let there, the earth brought forth. God said, let there, the earth automatically what? Start producing what the word says. Like kind, in its time, in its season. It's a season and time for everything. So when God's word go forth, and it is its time, in its season, it brings forth whatever the word says. So God also said what? And when he said, when those things started to what? Produce because of the word, he said it was good. And when you look in the natural realm, and when you plant your flowers, or you may plant a seed in your garden, and you see the little bud coming forth, you put the seed of what? Broccoli or cucumber or peas. And then you start seeing the little green bud start coming forth. You can't even recognize what it is going to produce until it starts producing the like kind. The seed within the ground start producing the like kind. And then the like kind manifests itself, and you say to yourself, boy, this is good. I plant the seed, and look, because the ground was fertile, because you put the good dirt in there. In other words, you cannot plant nothing in a sand, but you got to put that organic dirt or that manure or whatever you want to put in there, the fertilizer to help to make the ground rich. So when God said, let there, the ground that we are walking in, he said, come on now, it's time for you to produce. It's time for you to allow the seed within you to come forth. Everything he made, he called it good. And you say, even the things that don't come out right, God still call it good. Why? Because he has a purpose and an intent for those things that we call imperfect. But in his eyes, it is perfect. Why? Because he's looking at our spirit. We look at the carnal man, the fleshly person, but God looked at the inside, the spirit of that person. He looked at your end, and that's what he sees. So the focus is look at the prize, forward to the prize. So he said what? It's time now. Let my purpose come forth. Let it come forth. And God said, let the earth, and we are the earth. So God said, let the earth bring forth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth praise me. Because the word of God said, let everything that have breath Praise ye the Lord. And when we look at Abraham, because God gave him that promise, and it was in time and in season when and the earth bring forth. Things had to be manifestly rim to come forth what God had promised Abraham. And I'm reminded that Abimelech, he did what? When you look at the chapter 22, that Abraham, when he digged the well, and you know what? You got to remember, not because God promised you you're blessed, not because God said these things, that does not mean you won't come with opposition. Opposition will come. Why? Because it comes to test you to see, do you really believe the word? Opposition will come to see, can you stand? Will you pray? Will you believe my word? Will you take your eyes off what you're looking around you and look to the hills? Look up like Abraham did and know that God is today. What seemed to be impossible with man is possible with God today. In 2020, a lot of things seem to be impossible, but God said it's possible. It's possible today. I'm making a way for you today. I'm reminded every time when the well was being dug, he had opposition according to the book of Genesis. And why? Because evil intention, jealousy, malice came up. But God said, I pronounce a blessing over Abraham. And whatever he saw of his feet touched, it belongs to him. Whatever he put his hands to do, it is his. So when you read at verse 26, and Abimelech was saying, what is it that thou, what? And Abimelech said, I wot not who had done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it but today. Why? Because Abraham was letting him know, listen, I was the one, this well, I dug in, I went in within me, and this well was dug. And then what happened? The enemy came to what? Dishonesty, and took it away. So when he bought it or reproving, Abraham was reproving Abimelech letting him know, I didn't know anything about it. I'm only hearing about it right now. Abraham did what? He took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech. And both of them made a covenant. And he made a covenant with what? 70 lambs. And Abimelech wanted to understand the meaning of this. He said, you know what? This is going to be a witness between me and you that I have digged this well. Sometimes you got to go within you and dig inside of you. Where the living water is, the well of living water is within you. And there's time you got to dig on the inside. Why? Because that's where flows the water that comes to refresh you. And he made a covenant with Abimelech, saying, you know what? We come to an understanding today. There shouldn't be no misunderstanding. Because he did what? He set the record straight. And he let him know. And you know what? When you look at this, and when you go further in the book of Genesis, you see where his seed within him, the seed had to strive with the same situation. How many are you striving with the same situation that your parents walked into before? How many of you had to go forth and finish the work that your forefathers didn't finish? How many of you are walking? He had to get it straight. But then his son, Isaac, came up with some of the same situation. you said, but Abraham got it straightened with Abimelech. Yeah. But it lets me know, even though God pronounced the blessing over the seed, seed, understand this day. Even though God promised you and the blessing is yours, you still got to go through the process. Look at Elizabeth. When you look about, talk about Elizabeth in the book of Luke, who was she? She was related to what? She was the daughter of Aaron. And Elizabeth believed God. Elizabeth was faithful to God. Elizabeth and her husband, they were righteous before God. They did everything right. There was nothing found in them. But you know what? Then she had to go within her and remind God what he did for Sarah. Remind God what he did for Rebecca. And remind God of his word, because the seed is within you. And she prayed and prayed and prayed and gave God thanks, but she didn't just pray and give God thanks. She kept on being a worshiper of God. She kept on doing what God called her to do until her time, according to Ecclesiastes, the chapter of Ecclesiastes, about a time for and a season for everything. Can we continue? Can we continue? According to Ecclesiastes, the second chapter, verse 1. When the word of God let us know there's a time and there's a season, can we continue? Can we stay on course? Will we throw the towel in? Will we give up and say, I've been waiting a long time. Lord, you've forgotten about me, and you get so discouraged. But I'm reminded when God says something, according to the book of Genesis, and God says, let the earth, and then verse 12 says, and the earth brought forth. God said it, and the earth responds to what the word of God says. So we got to respond back to the word of God. When God promised you, you got to come in an agreement with God and say, let it be what you say, God. Let it be so. Come in agreement. Come in agreement. I'm reminded about Elizabeth and her husband, Zechariah. They came in agreement what the angel told him. And I'm reminded with the word of God that how can two walk together unless they come into what? An agreement. It's easy. The journey is easy when we can come into agreement. Then you're going to say, well, I got my own personality. True. You got the personality of your forefathers. And they got their personality. True. But what can be the thing that you have that bind y'all together? Is it love for one another? Or is it the love of Christ? Or the covenant that you made with each other? What it is that will keep you together? What it is will make you stand regardless of the ups and downs in your life? When we talk about the within, there's so many things within us. And we have to come to our place that we stand on what God is saying. What may seem to be impossible today, it is possible, y'all. It doesn't matter the news you got from the doctor, but God is the great physician. Now, you could be praying, and God saying to you, change your diet, and you refuse to change your diet. But you're praying and say, God hears my prayer. But God is saying, I told you to change. I'm reminded long time ago, almost what, 15 years ago, the word of God came to my husband through the woman of God saying to him to break off Pepsi. Now, That was a fight, y'all. That Patsy, man, oh, man. When I met him, he loved himself that extra, that large McDonald's big old cup of Pepsi. He loved himself a Pepsi. And you have Pepsi in the house, nobody but him drinks the Pepsi. To me, Pepsi was too strong. But he loved himself. And then one day, the word of the Lord came to him and said, it's time for you to stop drinking the Pepsi. Did it happen overnight? No. He had to gradually stop doing the Pepsi. Now, you know, if the word of the Lord comes to someone in your household, you know you got to help by not buying the Pepsi in the house. So they will not feel to what? Temptation. So I'm reminded that when God brings forth that word and say it's time according to Ecclesiastes, this is the season for you to change that. And sometimes it was not, everything was not smiled because they wanted their Pepsi. But you know what? I tell you, I had to say, you remember the woman of God say, God said, when God says something, you got to do what? You got to do it. And I thank God for that word because God knew at that age, he was in his early 20s, in the 20s. And God said it's a time to change. Why? Because God sees your future. He sees what's coming ahead. But God wanted to do what? Make that change. So in our praying, we got to do something too. Now, God promised Elizabeth a child. God promised Sarah a child. God promised a lot of people a lot of things. But they had to do what? Line up themselves to the word. You have to bring themselves into subjection to the word of God. So the word of God could be what? Manifest in them. That the fruit of what God is saying can be seen all around, just like your garden. You're so happy when your peas is all grown up. You're so happy when your cucumber is all grown up. And for the ones that like the mango, you're so glad when your mango tree grow up and when it start bearing fruit of its kind. You'll say, man, I did a good thing when I make a decision to plant that into the ground. And God's saying the same thing about you. When you allow him to come forth within you, when you allow him to be king over your life, when you allow him to be the Lord over you, it pleases him today. Nothing is impossible with God today. What is the name Elizabeth mean? My God is bountiful. How many of you can come in alignment with that? My God is bountiful. My God is gracious. My God is more than enough. There's no multiplication in my God. There is no unlimited in my God. He is limitless. He can make my enemy my footstool. He can what? Turn everything around for my good. But I must hear his word today. I must align myself with the word. And then when God promised you something, you really got to ask God to teach you how to handle the blessing, how to ask God, how to teach you how to raise that child, teach you how to be that person he called you to be. It takes God today, y'all. In everything that you do, it takes God. It takes God to heal that broken heart. It takes God to change that stony heart. It takes God to do these things. So today, Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. He is possible. It is possible today. It is possible for you to walk in the blessing, even when the economy is going the way it is. But you know what? I'm reminded that the blessings, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I'm reminded, but I got to put myself in the right place at the right time. I got to position myself to reap the blessing. And not because I'm just kind of taking the word what God say, but in the meantime, I'm planting my seed. Why? Because I'm looking for the blessing. I'm giving to God what due unto him. Why? Because I know he's the one that can blow the hands of the palm of word, the caterpillar. He's the one that can say, not so, devil, you cannot touch this. Not so, devil, you cannot take them off. Not so, devil, they belong to me. So today, we're just going to give God the praise and the honor and the glory and the thanks that is due to his holy name. See, all I found out, and I tell you this, I thank God for the pandemic. I thank God for God being God. I thank God for the trials and the tests. I thank God for the ups and the downs. I thank God for the words that, for everything that I have went through in my life. I tell you, because in everything, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory today. Today you can just tell people that God is good. And there's time when you did not know whether or not you can make it. There's time when you walk in, when we talk about Abraham and Isaac and Joseph, they were going through a time where there was famine in their land. But today, God is God, and there is none other but him. He can pull down, and he can unroot, he can uncover everything that is not like him. So know today, it's going to take you. Remember, when God says something, you got to do something too. You got to do something too. And I was just sharing, I'm going to say this over this line for people to really get this. I remember long time ago, I had to share this with someone that our apostle was telling us that God had, you know, there's things that God created in this world, and a lot of people don't want to listen to when God has alternative things for you to take. And I'm reminded when the woman of God said, you got to, she did the toast with the honey, with the cinnamon, that can do things ordinary. And a lot of people don't want to hear that because it's too simple. But then we talk about, God talked about what? The herb. Remember, y'all, there was no pill a long time ago. Y'all forget that. There was no pharmacist long time ago. The doctor was the priest. The people had to go to the priest. And God was the one that moving through the priest that would tell the people what it is they need to do. But we so stuck on the pill, we don't want to hear that God said, use the what? The honey, use the cinnamon, cut back on pork, cut back on sodas, cut back on bread, cut back on whatever it is that God drop it in your mind, in your spirit, for you to change. But we're reminded, God wants, knows what's best for you. You say, why are you talking like this? Because we're in the holiday season. And we got to remember that God gives you instruction, what you need to do. The law say, wear a mask, There's a lot of things you got to do also. So we don't want to be walking out of the will of God. You say, what do you mean out of the will of God? We want his covering to continue to be over us. We don't want to leave an opening to allow the hands of the enemy to come into your life. So to remember today, look within you. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Forget the impossible. Just say, God is possible with you. God is possible. You said it. You said it. It's possible. And I'm lining up with your word. Today, I just want you all to be encouraged. Included in this holiday, be encouraged. Know that God is still God. But don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Listen to the word of God. Well, I can't see God, but you can see his word for coming forth from the man and the woman of God, even a child. Oh, God will send someone your way to just have a conversation with you. And if you really listen, they're telling you what God says. So have an ear to hear today. Walk in the blessing. Know that you are the seed of Abraham. And know that God will not hold any good things from you. He'll do what he said he'll do. And God said it, and it came forth. And when it came forth, he said what? It was good. So know that when you speak out your mouth, if you don't want chaos, stop talking chaos. Just like we were told when he told the dry bones, ask the question, will these dry bones live to Jeremiah? Will these bones live? Will they live, y'all? What you say out your mouth is what it produces. So you better start speaking life around you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will line up with the word of God. And we're not going to say everyone is on top speed of understanding the word of God. But if you start declaring wisdom, knowledge, understanding, rest in my house, rest on my children, rest on my husband, rest on my wife, it will find itself and it will attach itself to them. Remember, within you is the kingdom of God, and you are made in his likeness and his image. Any of you have any question today or want to add anything, you're welcome to do it today. Because you know what? We all have something to give God praise and thanks for. Know that. It's your season to go through. But in your going through, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. And know that God is able to bring you through. Remember, put your hands in God's hand. Know that he is your strength. You cannot stand on your own. None of us can. We cannot make it on our own. We need him today. Allow him to strengthen you right now. Allow him to strengthen you now. With this COVID-19, what we pretty much is hearing is what? Is an immunity, right? Your immune system is attacked. And a lot of people don't understand your immune system is in your belly, in your stomach, in your belly. So you have to tweak certain things in your life to build up your immune system. It's in your belly. So allow God, when he talks to you, hear him. Hear him today. Don't harden your heart.
be blessed into the hands of Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord.
Bishop Porter.
Amen. Thank God for that word, for that rhema word. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a time and season for everything under the sun. Praise God. Man, we still have time. Amen. You may want to call in for prayer. Praise God. Or ask a question to Pastor Sharon. Praise God. Amen. We yet have some more time. And the number is 347-857-3925. And press the 1 on your cell phone. Praise God. Amen. And we are here. This is what it's all about. Praise God. And as she was ministering to us, praise God. And I was looking here at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. About what Solomon's saying there is a time for everything and a season. And I was looking at verse 8, a time to love. Now, she was talking about the person within. That's within us, praise God, a time to love and a time to hate, praise God. And you may ask yourself, when is a time to hate? When is there a time to hate? We should hate evil people, but we should hate what they, we shouldn't hate evil people, but we should hate what they do. Do that make sense? Praise the Lord. Man, God loves all souls. All souls belongs to God, but he don't love the sin. Am I right? Praise the Lord. We shall also hate it when people are mistreated, when children are starving, when God is being dishonored, we hate those things. Why? Because we love the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He loved us. Praise God. This is why we love God, because he loved us first. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Amen. He searches the heart. And he knows what's in the minds of every man, woman, boy, and girl, spirit, praise God. Now, timing is very important to God, praise God. This is why, amen, we shouldn't put off today for tomorrow. Amen, you may be done backslidden, praise God. The Lord yet love you, man. All you have to do is do a turnaround. Come on back, praise God. Drop your pride, praise God, and say, Lord, have mercy. I missed it. I messed up. I missed the mark. Praise God. Man, and hey, he will take you back. He is right there with outstretched arms. And whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. You know that she was talking about Father Abraham. And you know, God promised Abraham a son at 75. He was 75 years old. But you know what? Sarah and Abraham didn't see nothing in 25 years. Timing. Y'all missed that right there. I'm going to say it again. He promised Abraham a son at 75. But 25 years down the road, praise God. Man, at 100 and she 99, something happened. Oh, help me somebody. See, so the things that is impossible with man is possible with God. He is an impossible God. That's why he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Praise God. See, so timing, praise God, is important. Praise God. To God. Am I right? Uh-huh. See, all these experiences here in chapter 3, praise God, about a time, praise God, in a season for everything. And she brought it out so beautiful about when you plant a seed, praise God. You just can't plant seeds all the time when you get ready. Amen. It's a certain time that you have to plant certain seeds for it to grow. Same thing with flowers. Same thing with grass. Am I right? Huh? So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. See, so God timing, amen. His timing, amen, for you and I, amen, for souls, is right now. Amen. Amen. So don't put off today for till, amen, for tomorrow. Amen. He said, today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Amen. It's in here also, amen, if you look up to verse number 2, it's a time to be born and a time to die. Hello? Come on, somebody. Amen. We're not here to stay. Am I right? Praise God. And that's one appointment that we all got to make. Amen. We got to leave out of here. Praise God. The word of God tells us that it's appointed once for man to die. And after death, going to be the judgment. Oh, then now he said that every knee got to bow. And every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. Huh? So it's a time, praise God, to be born and a time to die. Amen. So it's a time and season for everything under the sun. Praise God. Amen. But we are in the time now of right in the midst of our holiday season. And we not only we know that Jesus is the reason for the season, but all 365 days of the year. Praise God. Amen. Amen. When he woke us up this morning, we are beyond a miracle. Amen. And I heard Pastor Sharon say it, and it's true. Amen. We have to remember, Lord, forgive me for taking things lightly and taking things for granted, because we know that it's nothing but God's grace and his mercy. You know how good God is? Up north, they're having over a foot of snow. Praise God. Going right up the east coast, praise God, that northeastern storm. Man, people yet will not want, she said something about, not, people don't want to wear the mask. But now they locked down now because they can't get out because of the snow. See? They can't go to school, sure enough, now. They can't go to work. Everything. And then when they did get out of there, cars was backing up and it was out there wrecking, all up on top of the railing out there, you know. So people always going to try something. But when God say no, he mean no. Man, you cannot make God change his mind. Praise God. And people yet is so hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious, praise God. Out there in all that snow time, where are you going in all that snow? Amen. And you know the weatherman done warn you. Amen. This is why you ought to, he warned you ahead. The storm is coming. Praise God. And this is what ministers of the gospel, that's what we do. We are warning you, amen, that there is a storm out on the ocean, and it's heading this way. And if you don't have an anchor, praise God, you're going to get blown out of the water. Praise God. You got to have an anchor. Your anchor got to be anchored in the Lord. Praise God. He is our anchor today. Praise God. He is our all in all. He's in us all. He's through us all. Amen. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Praise God. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Praise God. And I want to, amen, to share this with you in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 11. Amen. This is for somebody. Praise God. Amen. During this holiday season, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he have promised you. Oh, help me somebody. And Pastor Sharon, I thank God for you, because, amen, you can back that up with what you over in Genesis 15 and 5, when he told Father Abraham, God did say, look up into the heavens, up there, and say, if you can number the stars, praise God, in the sky. Now you know nobody can't number no stars. He said, that's where your seed going to be. Oh, help me somebody. Then he took him down by the seashore and said, now pick up the sand and see, can you count that? You know nobody can't count the sand going all through your fingers and everything. This is the way your seed going to be. Praise God. Amen. And if you are, amen, and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are in the blessing. Oh, praise God. Of Father Abraham. And this is Moses here is telling the children of Israel. Amen. And verse 11. In chapter 1, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000. thousand times so many more as you are. A thousand times. Y'all hear that? Are y'all with me? And bless you as he have what? Promise you. See? See, for every trial and tribulations and problems and situations in our life, God have a promise for us. Oh, praise the Lord. And he always brings us out to bring us in to something better. Praise God. And he said, what I do for one, I do for all. Praise God. He have no respected person. But amen. But or if something that we got to do, the Lord's not going to do it all. And amen. Pastor Sharon broke it down and told us, praise God. Even when it come down to our bodies, even with our eating, praise God. And we know that we hard headed when it come down to things like that. But amen. But we gonna have to learn, amen, to obey, praise God, what the Word of God is telling us. Because she said it so beautiful. Back then, they didn't have no pharmacists. But the priest was the doctor. Amen. When they took sick or they got leprosy or something, they had to go to the priest. Praise God. And he had to name it on them and say, now you got to be in quarantine. They couldn't be around now, the normal people. Now, back then, now, under the law, it couldn't be like that. You don't tell me what to do. I'm going to go to Walmart. You did it back then. You get a brick side your head. See, so when they shut you in, you was in. See, and this is what now, the different today, people want to do what they want to do. Don't look at me. Don't tell me what to do and leave me alone. And see, you can't have that type of attitude in God. And when you see that type of attitude, see, something more terrible gonna happen. Praise God. And this is why this pandemic done spread it. See, because people don't want to follow directions and instructions. Amen. Coming from the doctors and the scientists. Amen. God, give them the knowledge. Give them the wisdom to work on out these bodies. Amen. To tell us what to do. And we have to carry it out. How simple it is to put a mask on and to keep social distance and wash your hands. How easy, and stay out of crowds. Praise God. You ain't gonna. You can call your family member. You call them all. You don't call them all the other time. Praise God. Now all of a sudden you want to get, but you get. Well, hey, call them. Praise God. Amen. Call them. Amen. Now they got your phones where you can see each other and everything else. See, so you ain't missing. You can see them. You can talk with them. You can have what they call watch parties, and they got everything now. It's so plentiful. God has made it so plentiful for us, and yet we're not satisfied. Come on now, don't get quiet on me, huh? Don't get quiet. Come on, don't get upset, praise God, because I want to tell you what the truth, and this is what's going on in our society. But God yet said high, and he looked low, and he said he never sleep, nor you slumber. He said he sees all, and he knows all. And I'm going to read it again, amen, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. If you don't have your Bibles, write it down. Praise God. The Lord God of your fathers, talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, make you a thousand times so many more as you are, and bless you as he have did what? Promise you. See? The promises to you and to your third and fourth generation. Praise the Lord. Amen. God declared that he's going to raise up a generation that going to obey his word. Praise God. See, God's word going to stand true. He said everything is going down but the word of God. Praise God. Ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side? Praise God. He's able to do abundantly and above than all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, we talking about the person that within. Amen. You know what's within you. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. That we serve a God that made us and know all about us. Praise God. Amen. And he loves us with an everlasting love. And his mercy endures forever. Praise God. In Psalms chapter 5, verse 5. You'll find these words. The foolish should not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all work of iniquity. Praise God. Amen. That's a song, amen, of amen, David. Praise God. He said, give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Praise God. You can meditate on God's word day and night. Praise God when you read it. Praise God. And take heed, amen, to the word of God. Amen. God speaks three ways. He speaks to you, amen, through that small, still voice. Amen. Through his word when you read it. And through his ministers. Praise God. Amen. That fivefold ministry. Amen. God, thank God. Amen. That's the only three ways God speaks. If you're looking for God to speak any other way, it's an hour. Oh, but I thank God. Amen. That God is all in all. Amen. And he is always there. Amen. He'll bless your going out and your coming in. Praise God. And she said something, amen, amen, about when we speak. You can speak life or you can speak, amen, death on yourself. You can speak blessings or you can speak curses, praise God, on yourself. Amen. So which one are you? Amen. I'm asking you a question. Which one are you? Praise God. You can, you know, sometimes when you're speaking on our church, yeah, I saw, yeah, boy, oh boy, he just like his dad. He ain't going to be nothing. Amen. He come up not being nothing. Quit saying that. Praise God. Quit saying that. Praise God. Even when they are done grown up and done left out of home and they're yet out there, out the octave safety. Amen. We got to hold God to his promises. God, you promised me. Lord, you'll save my seed. Lord, you're going to bring him in. Lord, I thank God, amen, that he's going to serve you. Praise God. Amen. That he will not die and go to a priceless grave. Amen. This is what we pray. Amen. Amen. God, amen, he hear you. Amen. And he is very swift in answering prayer. He declared in Isaiah 65:24, while you yet call it, he said he will answer. He said, while you yet speaking, he said he will hear. Oh, he hear you today. Oh, praise God. And don't be ashamed. Praise God. Don't be ashamed. You'll be ashamed to own, amen, the Lord before men. He said he'll be ashamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me, Bishop Porter. Your work was of iniquity. Praise God. That's going to be a sad day. It's going to be 2 days in one. It's going to be a great day for them that have received him. And it's going to be a terrible day for them that have rejected him. Praise God. Now, which side are you leaning on? Help me, somebody. I'm asking you some question here now. We're talking about the person within. Think about it. Which side on you in? It's time out for pointing fingers and throwing bricks at people's glass houses. Because we all got glass houses. While you pitching bricks at my glass house, somebody pitching bricks at yours. And God got a rod at all of us. So, amen. So the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word of God, amen, don't miss nobody. It's just like a double-barrel shotgun. Amen. When you shoot it, it kicks back on the one who preaching and teaching. More, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. A double-barrel shotgun, it spread, don't it? Oh, help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Pastor Sharon, you preach today. Amen. Amen. You preach today. Pastor Sharon?
Amen.
Amen. I would like you to take us to, amen, to the throne of grace and pray for the people. Amen. You have a lot of listeners, amen, here. Amen. God knows what they need. Amen. And you have delivered a powerful, powerful message on today about the person from within. Praise God. And I just want to ask you to take us to the throne of grace before I turn it into Sister Diane Hand. Amen. For the announcement.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this day, thanking you for the listeners today, Lord. Thanking you for the listeners at a later time. Thanking you for your word coming alive to them this day. We thank you right now, Father God, for the word cutting through every situation in their life. We thank you for you manifesting yourself to them right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word, Father God. As Ezekiel said, can these dry bones, when you told him to prophesy to the dry bones, Lord, let them know the dry bones is the dry places in their life that feel dry today, oh God. That you are able to resurrect everything today, oh God. That you can bring forth life where there is darkness. Bring forth light, oh God, where they cannot see their way, oh God. You let us know that your word, oh God, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we speak the word of life to each and every person right now in the name of Jesus right now. And we take authority of every stronghold, everything that's coming up against your people right now in the name of Jesus right now. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the homes right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over the region right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over the transportation right now and the food and the water right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for moving by your power and by your strength this day. And Father, let them look up and live today and know that you are in control of their lives, knowing, oh God, that nothing is too hard for you. Let grace and mercy cover your people this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. I'm going to turn it in the hands of Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Pastor Sharon, followed up by Bishop Porter. Did you hear that sound today?
Amen.
Did you hear that rhema word today? What season are you in? You know, is self-examination time on a daily basis. It's not anybody else, because we can't stand before God and say this person or that person. We are being judged for us. What season are you in today? You may be going through a season where is you're helping somebody. You may be going through a season where you are distraught, but as the word said, look up. Know that God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Know that God is a merciful God today. Look up today. No matter what season that you're going through, trust and praise God. Trust in him. Decree and declare it out of your mouth today. Speak life into your situation today. Speak life over your situation. What season are you in today? I thank God each and every day for the word coming forth. And I thank when Pastor Sharon earlier said, people are looking for their leaders. Can you find your leader today? Can you call your leader today? I know I can. Can you do so today without making an appointment? You may be going through something right now. You need prayer. You just need to talk. Can you do that today? I tell you, know that God is mindful of every situation that we're going through. But can we trust God even in our going through? Can we trust God even in what he promises? Trust in God today. Keep God first. Again, we'd like to thank Pastor Sharon for that awesome word coming forth. May God continue to bless her. And we ask you, O God, to refresh and rejuvenate her as she pour out into us, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to refill her right now in the name of Jesus, covering her, oh God, under the blood. Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, not even your very word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being merciful. We thank you, O God, for being gracious on us right now. And Father, we ask you, Lord, to touch our listeners, Lord. Father, that they remember the word that's been coming forth, Lord Father. And no matter what situation, Lord Father, that may occur in their life, Lord. Father, let them, Lord Father, go back to that word, Lord Father. Let them go back to the word that they hear, Father. We speak to their spirit man right now and ask right now to bring it back to their remembrance right now, Lord. And we speak life and that more abundantly and covering them under the blood. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Now, you would like to bless Pastor Sharon with a seed today, a love offering. You know, you enjoy the word, you can do so. If you have Zelle, you can go to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. Or you can go to our website, LogionInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button. Please, we do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for, whether it's for Pastor Sharon, the woman of God, the man of God, you're sowing a seed into the ministry, or even sowing a seed into the radio broadcast. We do ask that you specify in Zelle or on the website what your donation is for. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can go visit us on our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link, the Blog Talk Radio link. And trust and believe, when you click that link and that broadcast is finished, it's going to take you to the next broadcast and the next broadcast. Apostle Porter been on this broadcast from since 2009. So you know how much word is in there, can listen to. I tell you some awesome word. Join us tomorrow night, that's Friday night, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that number is 480-660-2316. Code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316. Code 3333#. So come on, let's stand together, tearing the devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Tell a friend that we can stand together in unity praying. Today, we can never get too much prayer. So till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
Let God.
He can handle it all.